It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week by Mountain Hardware and Sports. 4th of July weekend is here, and that means it's time for barbecues, fishing adventures, days on the lake, and nights under the fireworks. For all of your holiday needs, stop by Mountain Hardware and Sports to stock up on everything needed for a great weekend. From grilling supplies and coolers, to fishing tackle, camping gear, and those last-minute essentials you forgot you needed. Shop online at mountainhardwareandsports.com or visit any of their four locations to stock up for the holiday weekend. The Truckee River is settling into a great early summer fishing pattern. The warming temperatures are beginning to influence when and where the fish are feeding. Water clarity remains excellent and the flows have dropped to comfortable levels, creating good wading conditions from Towel City to the Nevada state line. Extra caution is advised in the swifter water near Farad. Temperatures climb into the mid-60s by the afternoon, so you are encouraged to fish early and carry a thermometer to monitor water temperatures. The coldest water can still be found below Boca Reservoir. A variety of insect activity is keeping trout actively feeding, including yellow sallies, pale morning duns, green drakes, golden stoneflies, caddis, and mayflies, while molting crawdads are providing another important food source. Successful anglers are nymphing through the morning before transitioning to dry flies or dry dropper rigs as fish begin looking toward the surface. The stretch from Glenshire through the canyon has been the most consistent, with healthy rainbow trout and a handful of large, wary brown trout providing excellent opportunities for patient anglers. The Little Truckee River continues to fish well as flows between Stampede and Boca have stabilized at around 157 CFS, providing favorable wading conditions and excellent water clarity. As a tailwater fishery, water temps remain consistent in the mid-50s, allowing trout to stay active throughout the day, although early mornings and the last few hours of daylight continue to offer the most productive fishing. A steady mix of pale morning duns, midges, and green drakes is keeping fish looking up, with green drakes becoming especially active during the evening hatch. Both indicator nymphing and dry fly fishing are producing quality fish. Fishing deeper pools with zebra midges, San Juan worms, glow bugs, and other small nymphs remain a reliable approach. With the trout spawn only recently wrapping up, you are encouraged to avoid stepping on visible spawning reds. The stretch between Stampede and Boca continue to produce the most consistent action, with healthy rainbow trout and the occasional brown trout rewarding anglers who present flies carefully in the river's clear water. A word from our sponsor, Mountain Hardware and Sports. Backyard season is here, and Mountain Hardware and Sports is ready to help make the most of it. From patio dining sets and lounge chairs to umbrellas and outdoor accessories, they have everything needed to create the perfect outdoor gathering space. Best of all, you can now shop their patio furniture selection online and find the right pieces before your next barbecue, family get-together, or summer evening under the stars. Donner Lake remains full. Water temps are in the low to mid-50s, creating solid fishing opportunities throughout the lake. If you're on the shore, you'll continue to catch rainbow trout on the west end using power bait, worms, and spinners. The Mackinac are holding in the 40 to 70 feet of water and are responding well to heavy spoons. Kokanee fishing continues to improve around China Cove. Trolling flashers or hoochies between 40 and 60 feet is producing the best of results, although most kokanee remain on the smaller side. Boca Reservoir is full and continues to fish best during the early morning and evening hours before recreational boat traffic increases. If you're on the shore, you can find success near the dam with power bait, worms, and spinners, while fly anglers are reporting quality trout around the Little Truckee River Inlet. The kokanee bite remains fair, with small fish responding to wetting rings trolled behind flashers. Covering water to locate active schools has been the most productive strategy. Stampede Reservoir continues to fish well as water temps settle into the mid-50s. Kokanee fishing is steadily improving, with fish becoming more aggressive and responding to pink or orange hoochies behind dodgers. The Sage Hen and Little Truckee Inlets remain the most productive areas, with fish holding in 40 to 60 feet of water. For rainbow trout, you'll find steady action trolling Rapalas, while on the shore you'll catch fish on worms, spinners, and power bait. Although it may see fewer crowds than the nearby lakes, there is expected increased boat traffic. Prosser Reservoir remains full. With water temperatures climbing into the mid-50s, trout fishing has been productive near the north end of the lake using power bait and small spoons. And the bass fishing continues to be one of the highlights of Prosser. If you're targeting bass, focus on weed edges, submerged structure, and warmer pockets of water where the fish are actively feeding. Yellow rooster tails and similar lures have been producing consistent action. Early mornings remain the best time to fish before water temperatures and increased recreational activity slow the bite. Your local 101.5 Fishing Report is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairsden to purchase all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. As you enjoy our local rivers, lakes, and reservoirs, remember to help protect the places that make these experiences possible by practicing Leave No Trace principles. Pack it in, pack it out, and do your part to keep our fisheries clean and healthy for future generations. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That was your 101.5 Fishing Report. Stream anytime on demand at truckeetallradio.com or Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Just search KTKE.